Prayer to Raise Hopeful Kids by Christine Brown. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. 1 Peter 3:15. Discouraging headlines top the evening news. Clashing opinions fill our social media feeds. Kids are surrounded by negativity online. Is it any surprise they would be affected by the cynicism they hear every day? Yet we know God wants us to have hope. Paul teaches in Romans 5:2 that we should boast in the hope of the glory of God. So as parents, how do we teach our kids to be hopeful in an increasingly cynical world? Here are three ideas. First, we can ask ourselves one question. Am I overflowing with hope? Even though outside influences bombard our kids daily, no one has more influence over their attitudes than their parents. Changing my own actions and words can alter the entire atmosphere of our home. So the best thing we can do to instill hope is to demonstrate it. Second, look for the however in hurtful situations. There is expectation in the word however. It speaks contrast. It declares promise, and we need that. We need the hope of a silver lining in hurtful times, because we will have troubles. And as much as we'd like to shelter them from the pains of life, our kids will have troubles too. So it's critical for them to understand God's desire to teach us great things through difficult situations. And last, don't accentuate the negatives. They get enough attention as it is. Awareness can bring about positive change, but it can also be a burden on our children, who may feel powerless. And when kids don't think they have a fighting chance, cynicism results. What's the use, they may think. Nothing's ever going to change anyway. Why even bother? We will springboard radical change in our homes, using these steps and scripture as a guide. Most importantly, let's hold on to this truth. God is hope. And he gave it to us through his precious son. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." When we trust in that promise, we can counteract cynicism and doubt with optimism and belief. Hope begins here with us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the living hope I have today through your Son, Jesus Christ. There is nothing more wonderful. Help my kids to know the magnitude of that hope as I show it through my words and actions. When we are tempted to be cynical, restore our joy and renew our attitudes. You are bigger than any problem in this world. I declare today that my family will focus on your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.